Blog Talk Radio.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota. And the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined the great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Like a percolator, her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a crawler. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Hey, welcome everybody. This is Jory and the Coffee Psychic, your host. This is a whole new year, so I want to wish everyone Happy New Year. And I just have to tell you what crazy, crazy things have been happening just trying to get tonight's show going on. Weird things in the studio, you know, the studio not, you know, taking my information. I was going like, oh my God. Anyway, so that's what the delay was tonight. So welcome everybody to the show. I always love sharing things that have been going on during the week. They're really crazy things that have been happening. But first off, I want to share that my granddaughter Angel is currently in the hospital. She had some emergency surgery, and for all the people that were praying for her, we want to say thank you very much, because it was an unexpected, completely out of nowhere, you know, upset tummy, and not just an upset stomach, a lot of pain. And thank God there were some wonderful doctors over at St. Margaret Mercy, because they really got things handled right away and took care of her. So she's doing real well, because there were a couple people that said, we listen to your grandma's show all the time. I hope she'll be giving an update on your progress in the hospital. So for everyone that is listening to my granddaughter's progress at the hospital, she's doing very well. She looks good. And, of course, the doctors and the nurses over at St. Margaret Mercy are taking very good care of her. So thank you again for all the prayers, everybody. I also want to wish my one daughter, Terry, happy birthday. It is going to be tomorrow, so happy birthday to you. A day in advance, that's my daughter. our wonderful Reiki master, healer, teacher, Karuna healer, Terry Doolin. She comes on our show at different times, so you guys all know her and love her. And she gives amazing information about Reiki and kids Reiki and just how wonderful Reiki is. And that you guys can also sign up for classes with Terry Doolin. And if you want to sign up for classes, by the way, Reiki classes, become a Reiki master or Reiki healer, you can reach her at 219-712-0507. Call up and you can schedule a class for yourself. So we also have, I also, every year I do predictions. And I was just on the U, WCIU, Channel 26, with Gene Spiro and Melissa Forman. I have been doing radio shows with Melissa Forman, Jesus, I think for over 15 years, actually. Oh, my God, I love Melissa. Hi, Melissa. The show was wonderful. It was on the 5th. So if you go to www.wciu, you'll be able to watch the segment that I had done on the New Year predictions. So I'd like to share those New Year predictions with you guys before we get to the calls. And I'm going to go over some of the predictions that I predicted. There's going to be some really horrible weather this year, you guys. I mean, really ridiculous weather. I was sharing with my daughter, I had predicted at least 6 or 8 feet of snow. She looked at me and said, "What?" I said, "Yeah, there's going to be some really bad snow, weird snow going on this year." She goes, "Mom, it just happened." I said, "Oh, great, so I'm not watching the news, right?" Anyway, I'm still thinking it's going to be worse than that, and it's not just going to be what happened on the East Coast or whatever. So watch out for some really crazy heights of snow. Also, lots of weather changes coming in. I really believe we're going to have tsunami issues again. I do believe that we are going to have at least, if not one death, two deaths in the royal family. I'm kind of questioning. I don't think Queen Elizabeth's going to make it this year. Knock on wood. God bless. I hope she does. But for sure, I believe some royal family members will be dying this coming year. I also have seen there's going to be something with the water, you guys, in Chicago. Now, something big around the water. And it's going to be very frustrating, very upsetting. And as I told Melissa and Jean, I really feel that it's going to be something with, it's going to get fixed. And we need to be very grateful that this gets fixed. You know, we will be grateful that, you know, the water in Chicago gets fixed. Because guess what? It has to. There's no turning around. There's no going, you know, getting out of not fixing this problem with the water. But big issues with water in Chicago. Now, I also have a Hawaii volcano erupts, but something big, bigger than just this little seeping stuff. I got, like, earthquakes in Canada, something new around some crazy discoveries with birth control. I'm not quite sure what that is. New cures or better cures for the AIDS virus. And you know what else I saw in my meditations? It looks like they're doing something about growing new limbs, and I've got a question mark. And I'm not sure if this is a stem cell work, you guys, or what this is. But something with the possibility of growing new limbs or that kind of work. Now, I'm not quite sure, but this kind of looked like somebody's going to be like a dead ringer for Elvis. And it also looked like a Chicago team is possibly going to go like all the way to the top. That's what I was getting. I'm not sure which one of our teams is going to the top, but it really looks like Chicago team going to the top. Yay, Chicago. And then something around, I know that the CIA was getting some really bad press for some stuff recently, but it seems to me, now I don't know if the government is going to advertise this, of course, but we know sometimes there are things that are in the, you know, kept privately. It looks to me like there's going to be a new branch of the CIA coming out, and Japan is also going to have some problems here with their weather. And I don't know if you guys heard this also. There were some sinkholes in Florida. And I mean, there were some sinkholes in Florida because one of the hotels that I had been, you know, that I used to go to, oh, my God. And excuse me, I've got a little cold that I'm healing from you guys. Oh, my God, it was so scary. They were advertising, come on back to this hotel. No, I'm not going to, well, anyway, so I was so shocked that, I was so shocked because one of their hotels had just started going into the ground from the sinkhole. And then, of course, they're calling everyone back up saying, you know, we've got a great deal. Come on back to the hotel. And I'm going like, I don't think so. I'm not sure that the land you guys are on is safe. So I'm still getting something with sinkholes in Florida. And then some also, it kind of looked like some crazy miracle cure for cancer. But what I heard was they can't use it in the U.S., any, not at this point, due to its, you know, the rules and regulations around testing. And then some other really interesting research with diabetes. So these are the things that I have gotten so far. Now, I also had felt something around Madonna, some big changes coming in for Madonna as well, Madonna and her family. So those are the things that I had received right now. So you know what? Hey, we'll wait and see. I've had a lot of people say that they follow my predictions. I do yearly predictions. A lot of these things are up on my website. So if you guys are looking to follow my predictions, please do that. And you've heard the new ones tonight. Now, there was a topic. I normally don't touch the news, you guys, but I had seen something on the news which I thought was horrifying. And so I'm going to, you know, we can talk about this. This is the new year. You know, we've got these those killings in France, freedom of speech. I know this is a new year, but this was pretty upsetting. So if you guys want to make any comments, I don't know what's becoming of people, really, when they think they want to go out and kill people. This was over somebody making inappropriate cartoon caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad. So it was people that follow that belief system. And I'm like, wow, why would they need to go ahead and make a stance like that? I don't know. We just need to pray for these people, seriously. But if you guys have any comments on that, please share. And I do believe in the freedom of speech as well. But if you guys have anything you want to add on that or share any ideas with your stories, any angel stories, anything like that that you've had, let us know what's going on for you. So we're open for questions, and this is a live call-in show, so you can reach us at area code 347-633-9404. Again, 347-633-9404. All right, so let's go to our call lines and see who we have on tonight. Welcome, caller. Who is this?
Yes, hello. This is Julie.
Hey, Julie, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well. How about you, Dorian?
Great. I'm recovering from a little cold.
Oh, so sorry.
Yeah, and I'm grateful that my granddaughter's doing really well in the hospital, so that's where I'm at today.
Yes, I just heard you talk about that. I'm glad she's doing better.
Me too. Thank you. Thank you. So what's on your mind?
Well, I just was kind of curious about the new year. I've had some health issues of my own, and
okay.
I was wondering about employment. I had to sort of take off a year or so to kind of focus on my health.
All right. All right, so let's take a peek here. All right, so you're looking at employment issues, correct?
And health, yeah.
Okay. All right, so we do have a good amount of callers calling in tonight. So what's the we're going to keep to one question. What's the most important question right now, Julie?
Oh, I guess employment.
Okay. All right. Well, let me tell you what's really coming to me right now. Your health is coming to me. And that
okay.
tells me that I'm really getting that you have to work on it this year.
Okay.
It feels like it's something that's chronic.
All right.
Is there something that your body's been stressing on?
Well, it's like a Lyme disease type thing.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. This, when I feel your body, it feels chronic. It feels it does feel like there's an issue there. It feels like you've been being attacked.
Uh-huh.
From inside.
Yeah, you don't see any improvement then, I guess, or
I think you'll have some relief, but it does feel like something you must positively work on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not up on all the new all the new cures or research that they're doing for that. But haven't you felt somewhat better than you did before?
Well, I've been, eating differently for the last year or so. I was hoping that that would, and I'm, of course, receiving treatment, and I was just hoping mm-hmm. that there would be some relief in sight.
Well, it feels like there's going to be. You know, I just got through mentioning about my daughter, Terry,
uh-huh.
who's a Reiki practitioner. Whether you come out, to this area, Indiana, she's down the street from me, I'm also a Reiki practitioner also, or if you find any Reiki practitioners or anyone else out in your area, I really have seen that Reiki alters the energy of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And I also like to bring up my one friend, Gail Velope, who has the John of God healing bed. And she's
mm-hmm.
a lumbar. So these are certain things that we can do when our body is out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of, to me, I like doing the energy healing as well as the vitamins and minerals and the doctor's care.
Yeah,
and stuff like that.
I actually am receiving some energy healing by
Sweet.
A practitioner.
Sweet, good, very good. So I would work with that, and I don't think you can get too much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you get too much energy at all.
Okay.
So I would work on that because that's really what's calling to me that you should be working
okay.
on.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you.
Yes,
all righty.
God
bye
bless
bye.
You. Happy New Year.
You too.
All right. Bye now. All right. So let's see who we have next online, you guys. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hello,
Hi, who's calling?
Russ,
how are you?
Yeah, Russ. Oh, okay, so. Happy New Year. Hopefully your daughter's doing better here.
Thank you. Thank you. Granddaughter. Yep.
A granddaughter. Oh, sorry. Be a couple. But yeah. But yeah, the last time I talked to you, you had mentioned that I was supposed to stay at the job I was at. But I'm really getting tired of you because it's a call center job. And, we're calling people to collect mortgages. And, I had another one of those callers today that really drives me crazy where calling and complaining and basically cussing me out and stuff. And,
Uh-oh.
What would you pick up about why I'm supposed to stay at the bank? Because that's what you mentioned the last time I had talked to you. Is there maybe
okay.
like another new job in there? Or
all right, let me. So your question is, why should be staying at the bank, right?
Right.
Because I heard that you should be staying there.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is why should Russ be staying at the bank? I heard you're supposed to be staying there, Russ, because the other things are not ready for you.
Okay, hopefully something, do you know if it'd be something inside the bank or if it'd be something someplace else? Or?
Oh, I think it's going to be someplace else. I don't think you're going to stay at the bank at all. I think it's a temporary situation, which is providing you security right now.
Sure.
And plus, you're supposed to be working with two of the archangels right now. Do you work with Archangel Michael and Archangel Gabriel?
Yeah, I do. I do ask angels for help too. Like as far as protection goes, I'll try and prevent some of this negativity that I get from the callers.
Okay.
Try and call them in. I probably shouldn't waver my faith in it, but, sometimes there's days like today, sometimes like it seems like it doesn't work, but, so that's why, that's why I was wondering too, and days like today are kind of frustrating. And
so I'm going to ask you, what work do you do, Russ?
Currently collecting mortgages for banks.
Let me tell you what I saw. little alarming. I saw somebody carrying a gun, wielding a gun, okay?
Okay.
And do you ever have to deal with anyone with guns?
Not directly.
Okay. So I'm going to share with you. And why do I see Florida around you, Russ?
Yeah, well, on days like this, being here in Cleveland, I wouldn't mind getting down there. You know, with the yellow skulls.
Excuse my cold, you guys.
Sure.
I'm
getting over myself too, so.
Okay. Well, I don't have a mute button on my phone, so we're just going to have, if I've got a little cough, just know that I'm healing from a cough now. Okay, so I saw somebody wielding a gun. So and they didn't look like they're fully balanced right now. Please keep your eyes open on that sort of weird thing, okay? People, goofy people, oh, my God. And again, just to say some prayers for these people out in France, just terrible,
yeah,
terrible.
Yeah, one possibility, too, I suppose. I hope it's not the case, but I do have a second job, a weekend job at a gas station. Well, that's a good section of town here. So I don't know, it might be something to do with that.
It could be, because you know how some people would get drunk and they're not in control of their behaviors and stuff? That was the sense that I had there. Now, I hope nothing happens, but again, when I receive information, I've been talking with you, Russ, for a long time. So
yes.
When I receive information, it doesn't have to make sense. I just have to report it.
Yep.
Okay? And I live by this rule. To be forewarned is to be forearmed.
Yep.
So I just want you to be careful, okay?
Yeah, so I'll have to definitely watch that, especially at the station I went to, the gas station. Yeah, you know, the gas station is obviously a pretty good target for that kind of stuff. And, you know, although the station I'm in is a pretty good part of town, you still, that doesn't necessarily guarantee nothing's going to happen.
Right.
But, yeah, so I definitely have to watch that. And hopefully, too, well, yeah, like I said, I'm kind of hoping, too, that something new comes up here real quick. You know, because, well, you know, because, not that I don't mind working for the bank I'm in. It's just, you know, that the doing mortgage collections is kind of driving me crazy. So.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think that things are going to turn out for you in a very positive way.
Yeah,
and,
I also work on the patient's part as well.
Yeah. I think it's gonna turn out in a very positive way.
Yeah, that's always good to hear.
All right. Well, let me know what happens, all right?
Sounds good.
All right. You have a great one. Happy New Year, Russ. All right, bye now. All right, you guys. So let's see who else we have on. You know, I just want to comment. I can't always tell you guys, you know, I always want to share with you information about what, of course, hopefully this stuff will make sense and all that other stuff. Sometimes it doesn't make sense in the moment, though. Sometimes it makes sense afterward. People calling me anywhere from, you know, with feedback, anywhere from in the moment up to 25 years. That's true. So if you guys have some feedback, please give me a call. Let me know what's happened. Caller, hello. Who's on the line?
This is Barb. How are you, Jorianne?
Barb, I'm great. How are you tonight?
I'm glad I got through. It's nice to talk to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you.
Yeah,
yes,
so
I saw you on
tonight?
The TV show the other day. It was nice to see you. So now I'm connecting with you. So this is meant to be, I think.
Excellent. Did they get my good side?
Well, you kind of
They're
scared
all
me
good
with all
sides, really.
With all the weather predictions, kind of didn't even want to leave my home, you know.
Oh my God, is this not crazy what we're going through? It's not that bad actually, but I'm really concerned about this year what we're going to have to meet with the weather.
It's
okay, we'll be okay. So what do you have on your mind?
What's heavy on my mind is my employment. I'd like to know what you see for me in the near future.
I let me tell you what I think is going to happen here. To me, when I feel your employment, it feels like a little, how can I say, war zone, kind of, if you don't mind me saying, and I hope it makes sense to you. It feels to me like unexpected things happening. It's almost like there's not, it just gives me the shivers a little bit, like with the uncertainty. Is any of that making mm-hmm. sense to you?
Well, yeah, and that's why I'm asking. That's why I'm asking
oh, yeah.
about it.
But I don't want you to leave. I don't want you to leave right now. Although I believe you will be leaving.
I got laid off in August, so I left in August.
Oh, you did leave already. Okay.
Well, I got laid off. I didn't have any choice.
Oh, okay. So have they invited you back?
Well, that's what I'm hoping for. And that's why I guess I wanted to see what you had to, what your thoughts were on it. Because there has been a lot of talk, a lot of emails going back and forth. But you know how
these
things are.
You know what I got to tell you? There just feels like so much turmoil over there, Barb. Are you anything in the medical field at all?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, but it's not teaching, right?
Well, put it this way. It was a manufacturing company, and our business was healthcare products. So perhaps.
Okay, thank you. That's good. That's good enough for me. Yep,
okay.
As long as I'm picking up something medical there, that's okay. All right. So when I feel the presence of you there, and I said don't leave yet, which you already did. I mean, you left, and I'm okay with that. I get that you're supposed to be going somewhere else. Like you'll end up somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, but let me take a quick peek and see how that looks for you. This is for Barb. And plus, you've got if you don't mind me saying, you need some stress relaxation techniques going on here because I get you so stressed out. I get headaches on you, you know. And
yeah, but I don't think that's, you know, so much from the job that I was doing. It's from worrying about finding getting back to work.
Correct. Yes, that's exactly what it's from.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to pick a number, 1, 2, or 3. What do you hear?
3.
Okay. All right. Yep. It's definitely caused a lot of upsets here. But you've got new beginnings real soon. Are you putting applications in anywhere else?
Yeah, I mean, I am. I'm looking every day, you know, and I've put a couple in here and there, but, you know, I keep getting these emails from people at the new company, and they're saying, you know, well, we need your contact information because we're going to be hiring for your position. Make sure we have your contact information. You know, so things like that. This position's coming available.
Something good's coming, Barb. You're going to be a good place by March. You're going to be in a very good place by March. You're going to be so happy.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, so remember
that's
I said that.
That's all anybody could ask for, right?
Yeah, yeah. And at least you'll have it where you can, you know, you might have to play catch up for a little while, but you're going to really be in a good place.
Good.
So would you call me and let me know?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Like
yeah.
I said, I watched you the other day on TV, and I went, well, I really have to call her, and then I got a notification from you with a phone number to call in, and I went, well, that's a sign if I ever saw one.
Right. You know, well, I tell people, I do this for a living. This is my full-time job. So if anyone is interested, if you, Barb, are interested, or if anyone else is interested in a more in-depth reading,
mm-hmm.
Please call me. I'll give you that number out right now. It's 219-940-9292. Again, 219-940-9292.
Okay.
If you want to be put on my email newsletter list,
mm-hmm.
You can
mm-hmm.
do that through my website or joriann1@aol.com. And, you know, during the reading, too, I get to go in. It's about a 25-minute reading. and I get a lot of detailed information. So that's something else. If you're interested, you might want to call me up and check the price.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I just thought, you know what, this is my chance to ask about my job. I'm going to call right now.
Oh, you bet. I'm glad you're joining the show. Many times we'll have some wonderful guests on the show, and we talk about all sorts of topics. I have my friend, Master Astrologer Dave Gunning. He comes on the last Wednesday of the month, and we go over all the astrology signs. We have so many wonderful guests on the show, so I hope you'll keep calling in and listening to the great topics we have, too.
Oh, yeah. It's very interesting. I like listening to what
you
have to say about the other callers as well. Yeah.
Oh, thanks so much. Well, God bless you, and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Jorian. God bless you as well.
Thank you, Barb. All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye now. See, you guys? See, so Barb caught me on WCIU, the U. It was you and me in the morning, with Jean Spiro and Melissa Foreman. And you guys, if you join into that show, oh, my God, these ladies are so great. 93.9, if you remember 93.9, Melissa Foreman had her own show for so many years, and then, of course, the formats changed. Well, now, instead of hearing her, because she's such a great personality, you guys can see her every morning now on The U, Channel 26. So check these guys out, You and Me in the Morning, with Jean Spiro and Melissa Foreman. All right, let's see who we have next here. Hey, welcome to the show, caller. Who's calling? Hello?
Hello?
I can hear, there you are. I could hear you a little bit. Who is this?
This is Kyra.
Hey, Kyra, how are you?
I'm doing good. I actually just got out of school.
Oh, good, good.
Okay,
yeah, so
I already know what your question
I know what your question is, honey, so are you ready?
Oh, my God, that's crazy. Yeah.
Okay. So let me make sure. So the question is, will you and your boyfriend get back together?
Yeah, or just get back in a good space with each other.
Okay. All right, so let's see what this looks like. All right, so I'm actually using my cards tonight for your question. So I want you to tell me when to stop, honey.
Oh, okay. Stop.
Okay. Now I'm going to cut this deck into three piles. Pick one, two, or three.
All right. Two.
Okay. So I want to let people know. Now, Kyra, you've had several readings from me in the past. And so when I do my regular psychic readings, I always use a cup of coffee first and foremost, as though it's a crystal ball. But just so our other listeners know, when I do my full in-depth readings, and again, Kyra's had those in the past, I read the coffee, I tap into your energy field, right? And the spirits talk to me and tell me information to tell you. I do the tarot cards for a quick, you know, quick spread, quick answers and stuff. And it's a very in-depth and very detailed reading, right, Kyra?
Yes, it is.
And my accuracy level's been pretty good, right, over the years?
Oh, right on point.
Okay, good. Thank you. All right. So let me tell you, your base issue right here says not so good. Illness, bad news, or some indecisions. Well, you know, the one thing you can count on me for is telling you the truth, right?
Yeah.
Kind of whether it's a, you know, again, to be forewarned is to be forearmed. I always like to tell people what I'm seeing. You've got a bad woman here. There's a bad woman. Somebody else that I believe is causing problems from outside. And the way this looks is it looks like there's going to be some great difficulty, honey, around this. Although, work-wise or career-wise, things are getting better for you.
Oh, ooh, that's good.
You know, something seems to be a little juicy on that side for you. But this relationship this relationship may have seen its days. When I feel the presence of this person, I don't feel the same energy that, you know, that was there previously. So...
Oh, okay.
But I think I think there's somebody new coming in for you, though, honey.
Oh, wow.
Very charming. Charming,
ooh,
good person, and he's a good father.
Oh,
okay. Yep.
All right.
So, and a real sweetheart. That's what I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Now, you know what? I've got to run. We've got a lot of other callers hanging on here. So, please, Kira, let me know what happens, honey, okay? And happy New Year to you, too. It's always good talking to you. It's always great talking to you. All right. So, let's see who's next. Caller, welcome to the show.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi, who is this?
This is Vicki.
Hey, Vicki, how are you doing?
I'm all right.
Good. What's on your mind? What's your question tonight?
Well, okay, last year was really kind of a lonely year for me.
A lot happened
with my family. So I kind of want to know, is there going to be anyone new in my life this year? Or is it going to be just devoted to work like last year?
Okay. It actually feels like somebody is going to come into your life. But do you mind if I shoot straight from the hip here, Vicki?
Go ahead.
Okay. Have you been feeling a little down or not like completely yourself lately?
Yeah.
That's impacting your desire, your motivation to go out and, you know, find somebody to go out and start having some fun with someone.
It's true.
So it kind of feels like you're so down in the dumps right now that you're like, well, come see, come stop. Somebody comes, great. If they don't, okay, too. And
Yeah, I just...
Go ahead.
I usually just go to work and come home. Volunteer for a lot of overtime.
Okay.
I don't feel like there's really nothing else to do.
Uh-huh. Right. So that's part of it. It's like, do you remember the book, The Secret?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember how that book, the manifest things in our world, which is, you know, basically what you want to do, you want to manifest. So you're looking for an exciting, happy life with someone. But what
right.
you're creating is kind of a dull, okay, I'm going to get up and go to work.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going home, dragging my feet, flopping into bed, reading a book. Good night, everyone, you know. Rather than what are we doing on Tuesday night? I got my boyfriend. Oh, yeah. We're out on the weekends. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you don't have it going on, girl. And you don't have the wherewithal right now to create it. So mentally, so what they say is you got to fake it till you make it. So the book, The Secret, and other techniques like this help you visualize. You know, it's like a brainstorming thing. If I was going to create the best world, best job, you know, my health routine, go to the health club, my boyfriend. You've got to sit there and almost like you're daydreaming it, you're creating it, put it on paper. I mean, Jesus, write down what you want your boyfriend to look like. Is he a dancer? Does he laugh a lot? What kind of job does he have? You can create this, and then as you create this stuff, you draw it back to you.
Okay.
So it's almost like getting a roadmap. You know how we have these dream boards? This is another great technique, you guys, that you can use. Get a big piece of paper or poster board, and then you take magazines, and through the visual techniques, you can visualize. It's like, I mean, what magazine doesn't have a hunk of burning love on one of the pages there, for heaven's sakes, right? Cut them out. Glue them on your page. Did you need a new car? You want the Lexus? Cut it out. Glue it on your page. New
okay.
job. I mean, get pictures of tons of money and dollar bills coming in. Glue those on your poster board. And then every day when you wake up in the morning, look at it. Look at it and say, I can have that. That's my life.
Yeah, because it gets kind of lonely. And that's the
yeah.
only
well,
I
then,
really go out.
Well, the other thing you want to do, because you're calling from Nebraska, right?
Yeah.
The other thing you want to do, Vicki, is you want to go ahead and you want to just sit here and make sure, honestly, that you truly are wishing this into happening.
Okay.
I mean, do you go play bingo? You've got to go out to places where you can meet people.
I know.
Create something. Don't be afraid, Vicki.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. I mean, how did you get the job? You applied for it. Now, listen, stop.
Right.
How did you get your job? You applied for it, right?
Yeah.
Do you ever have to buy groceries for yourself?
Yeah.
All right, so that's a physical substance thing. So you literally get in the car. You make a list. You get in the car. You go to a location, and you get what you want. Follow that pattern. Follow that pattern.
So if I do that, do you think I'll find somebody?
I think you will, yes. I think you will. But you've got to be proactive, and you got to pull yourself up out of the dumps.
Okay. All right.
So
I'll
would you
do
that, and would you let me know what happens, honey?
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay, use the dream board. I suggest this to everybody. Use your dream board and sit there and start creating what you want.
Okay?
All right.
I will.
Hey, it was good talking to you. Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too. Hope you feel
all
better.
Right. Oh, thanks, Vicki. All right, good night. All right, you guys, I want to make sure that we can get back to everybody here. So let's see who we have on next.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Hi, who is
this? Hello. Jenna.
Jenna, how are you? Thanks for coming on the show tonight.
I'm doing well, and thank you for just being you.
Oh, my God, thank you so much. So what's on your mind, honey?
It was just the weirdest thing. Maybe 20 years ago, I had this image about having this house in Evanston, right? And I thought about an old home. And then this week, they have this mansion that's on. They just put on the market, and I was like, "How weird! That was like a dream of mine." To have one of those old homes, and then it just so happened that it's in the car, and then that particular mansion was, they just put it on the market, and I was like, well, let me ask you. I don't have the buy. Tell me, you know, maybe that's just coincidental. Could it just be coincidental? You never know.
Well, so let me tell you this. So the book, I was just telling you about the book, The Secret. Now they've got the video, The Secret. They've got the book, audio, video. When I watched The Secret movie years ago, the man who made his dream board, he made it several years before. He was moving. He wrapped it up, put it in his box, pulled it out. Literally the picture that he had used out of a magazine, a mansion that he wanted to have, he said, if I could ever have that, boy, that's the place I want. He cut it out, put it on his dream board. When he was unpacking these boxes that he hadn't seen for a while, guess what picture was on that dream board? It was
the picture of
the house he was currently living in. So
wow.
I want you guys to know that this stuff is not just flights of fancy. This is mind over matter techniques. Mm-hmm. That if you learn how to use this stuff, you can learn how to work the techniques of creating, manifestation.
Yeah, it's an old mansion, so there would be a lot of work. I would have to gut it and then do it from the ground up. But, I mean, the shell, you know, because it was built in, like, it's the 1900s. It's a Swiss.
Sure.
It's Oscar Mayer, you know, the Oscar Mayer people. That's his house. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, tell me.
Well, I want to tell you this, though. I want to tell you this. Is it possible that you could get that? Sure it is. Is it something that you are desiring and craving and wanting? Yes, you can positively do that. Now, am I getting it right now that you are getting it? I'm not getting a neither here nor there. You can look at something, and it can be in your radar, and you can then make a sudden last change and a decision, go like, you know, I'm not sure if I want that anymore.
Mm. Okay.
But if you know that you want it, you can throw that out to the universe and see if that doesn't come back to you.
It's just that it was always a fantasy of mine to have an old, you know, because, you know, the old homes that were built in the 1800s, those were real homes. It's not that prefabricated stuff. That stuff was real. And I always wanted something like that.
So yeah, here's the thing, Jenna. You might not get that one, but you might get a different one. And you know what? I'm just checking my little clock here, and I've got a couple other people. Give me a call. Let me know what happens with that. I hope you'll go ahead and start using those techniques. If it's not that house, Jenna, it might be a different house. But use that technique anyway, and go ahead, start throwing out to the universe. Use the dream board. Use the candle magic. I talk about candle magic all the time on my show. It's focused concentration, everybody, and we can definitely manifest a lot of things this way. So good luck, and please let me know what's happening with that.
Unless,
all right, now going on to the next caller. Caller, welcome to the show, and who am I speaking with?
Thank you. My name is Jessie.
Becky, how are you tonight?
I'm good.
All right, what's on your mind?
I was calling to see when you see my relationship coming together to a serious head. With red.
Okay, and can I ask what your sweetheart's name is?
Red, R-E-D.
Okay, good. Let me go ahead and just do a separate, I'm going to do a separate spread here for you. Tell me when to stop shuffling. I'm not using the coffee tonight, I'm using my card, so go ahead.
Okay, right here.
All right, now pick one, two, or three.
Give me three.
All right. Well, I've got to tell you, I think this person cares very much with you, but I think that there's other attachments this person has or other outside interference that's preventing you guys from, it's either you or him. There's somebody else there.
You mean
it's making this not work completely? Say it again.
Is it like another person or work related?
It could be either or.
Okay, because I know there's nobody else, but I know he works a lot.
Okay. Well, I would say to you, there's financial issues here.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like trying to work hard at correcting them, and
mm-hmm.
yet faulty judgment. So I would say you're going to want to keep your eyes open on this. And
mm-hmm.
and what I will tell you is this. I do feel like this is partially an absentee relationship. All right, I'm going to change topics real quick. Honey, there's a was there a little boy that died, Becky?
My baby, yes.
He's with you. I just saw a little boy standing on the stairway. And he belongs to you. And he loves you very much.
Yes. I love him very much, too.
I want you to know that he's with you.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what... Can you tell me what his name is?
Michael.
Beautiful. I'm hearing him say thank you. He really needed you to know that he's with you. And he is your angel. He's your little angel boy. So please talk with him.
I do sometimes.
Okay. So I really love it when the spirits will speak up and they just have to show themselves to let you know that they're okay.
Okay.
And he's with an older lady, and I don't know if it's your mom or your grandma, but he's with an older lady that's dead upstairs also.
It could be my great-grandmother.
Okay. Well, he's showing me that he's there with her. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I want to wish you a very, very happy new year. And we only have a few minutes left here. So I want the people that are online, I want you to still hang on. I'm going to get to all the callers tonight. As this is Blog Talk Radio, I've got an hour episode that I always But out here, I might make it longer. We'll see what happens this year. But, again, it's a live call-in show. I'd like to invite everyone to call back every week. And you call the number 347-633-9404. I'm starting something else this year, too. And I'm inviting people, if they'd like to make a donation to my show, you can do that by going to my website, coffeepsychic.com. It helps me continue to put my shows on, as I have to pay for the show and everything. So if you've liked your reading and you just want to make a donation to the show, it's greatly appreciated. And please join us every week at Blog Talk Radio. This is your psychic connection. I'm Jorianne, the Coffee Psychic. And I'll talk to you next week. Now we're going to go on to another caller and finish our readings for tonight. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Shay.
Shay, how are you? What state are you calling from, ma'am?
Georgia.
Georgia. What's on your mind, Shay?
I would say career romance.
Career? All right. Let me take a quick peek here for you. And I'm also going to tell you my number one more time is 219-940-9292. That's 219-940-9292. And Happy New Year's, everybody. Happy New Year. All right, Shay. So let's take a quick peek here and see what's going on for you tonight. All right, so Shay, tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Okay. Okay, and then pick, I'd like you to pick the number 1, 2, or 3.
1.
All right. Boy, there's been a lot of chaos around you lately, huh?
Yes. Yes, it has.
All right. Now, tell me again, was this a financial question?
This is just career and if romance is coming.
Well, were you thinking about quitting a career or quitting a job or something, Shay?
No.
All right.
Not
well,
right
watch
now.
For something, well, watch for something not working out, because it's like a division or a breakup that might happen somewhere, a little bit of chaos. But it feels like you've got a lot of abundance. I get a really wonderful family member around you also, somebody supporting you.
Okay.
So romance also, you know, just like the one lady I was telling her, she's got to be very proactive this year to make things happen. And I can't say that somebody's not just going to walk right up to your front door, because that's how I met my second husband. He delivered my refrigerator, and yeah, it was just chemistry, you know, and we got married, so it was an amazing
wow.
man. Yeah, it was great. So you can either be proactive or wait for your refrigerator to break down, and then you can marry the refrigerator delivery man like I did.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah,
so
but I think things will be changing for you. And
okay.
Just stay real positive, honey, okay?
Okay. And like with the job, when you said a division or something, because the job that I have is,
mm-hmm.
well, both of them contract jobs, because I have
okay.
two jobs. So
okay.
I could see that happening because it's temporary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's nothing like something coming after that, or is a pause?
Oh, no,
or?
You have other stuff coming after that, but it does feel like something's going to, like, break away, come to an ending and stuff.
And
plus, I'm going to say one more thing, because I know I've got to get to these other callers, but you got to give yourself more credit. You're amazing, Shay.
Okay, I don't
know
what
you're wonderful at what you do. Like, no kidding. You're amazing. And, I don't know if you've got to sell yourself or what the deal is, but please keep moving forward on what you do and let people know just how wonderful you are. I mean, you put out a good product. You're very good at what you do. So you certainly are not.
Okay.
You have no shortcomings as far as your career goes. That's for damn sure. I'll say your abilities. Okay.
Okay. Right. Well, thank you.
Hey, Happy New Year, Shay. God bless you. And then make sure you call back in too, if you wanna call next week or something. We'd love to chat with you. All right, caller, who's on the line?
Hello?
Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Janet.
Hey, Janet, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm very good. What's on your mind?
I actually used to know you. I used to live back in Illinois. We had psychic parties with my sisters.
Janet!
Yep.
Oh, my God, I love you.
I love you, too.
How's the family doing?
They're doing really good. My dad had gone through some surgeries, but he's doing really healthy now. But I just went through, like, a major life change. And
okay.
I guess that's, like, one of the things, like, you know, I'm nervous about the future and stuff. So I guess I kind of wondered, like, what you would see in the future. I actually moved.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you this. Now, we're not recording anymore, but I want to tell you, shame on you. You know you should coming for a full reading to me, Janet.
No, right?
Yes, you should. You already know my work.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. So I'll just tell you anyway, if you call up for a reading,
right.
You know, I'll shoot you a discount anyway. And I don't know if you guys just want to book another house party or something, but you are going to have some big changes that are coming up this year for sure for you.
Well, the problem is I can't have a house party because I moved almost 4,000 miles away.
No!
Yeah.
Where are you at?
Do you want to come up to Alaska and do a house party up in Alaska?
Oh, my God. Do you know I've got other clients out in Alaska that I read all the time. And I've got a client that's out in the South Pole, and every time I talk to her, we crack up because I talk about Santa Claus and all this other stuff.
Oh, that's funny.
That's hysterical. South Pole, North Pole, whatever it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, girlfriend, that is crazy.
Yeah, I moved up here in August. Well, I've been here since I got here August 5th.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow, that is crazy. Well, cool. So let's see what's going on. I really get some big changes coming around you. And, honey, you got a husband or a boyfriend already, right?
Yeah, he's actually sitting right next to me.
I think he's wonderful. Tell him I said that.
Okay, I got you on speakerphone so he can hear you.
Thanks.
Oh, what's his name?
Charlie.
Hey, Charlie. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. You make sure you take care of Janet, all right? Okay.
Can you turn the heat on up here?
Right. Hey, I'm trying to turn some heat on over here.
Yeah.
Right. Well, Janet, I'm going to tell you something. I want you to watch out. You or Charlie, I want you to watch out for a little bit of cold or sinus or something because I'm getting this this fogginess, this hard of hearing or fogginess or something. So keep your eyes open for something weird like that. But just real quickly, you do have some changes coming in. And believe it or not, you guys might be moving again. So you might want to keep your eyes open for that.
Okay.
And somebody should be careful, Janet, because somebody might have a, God forbid, but there might be something like a brain aneurysm or something like that. Somebody's got to deal with something with the brain. So keep your eyes open for that. All right, honey?
Okay.
All right, Janet. Hey, Happy New Year. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Happy New Year. And I should schedule a reading over the phone or something with you soon.
Okay, good. Well, if you got a pen, let me give you my number again because I moved out to Indiana.
Okay.
All right, so the number is 219.
Okay.
940.
Okay.
9292. And just to let you know, I also do readings for couples as well. So many times, like a boyfriend and a girlfriend will be on the phone together. They'll be listening in. They'll both ask questions. So you can actually do the reading with Charlie also, and it'll be impacting both of you, okay?
Okay, yeah.
All right, sounds great. We'll talk to you soon then.
Awesome. Happy New Year.
All right. Happy New Year, Janet. Talk to you next time.
All right. Bye. All right. Bye.
Oh, my God. How great is that? That is so fantastic. All right. So we have two more callers in here. Let's see what we have online. Caller,
Robin.
Thanks for holding. Who am I speaking with?
Robin.
Hey, Robin, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. I'm great. I'm great. What state are you calling from?
I'm in Ohio.
All right. So what's on your mind, Robin?
Well, I've got a lot of changes coming up, career and everything, and everything's just happening all at one time, and I'm getting overwhelmed. I just want to make sure everything I'm doing is for the right reason.
Okay. Let me tell you what it feels like for me, honey. Remember when I was talking to you about Florida, and I saw, and I don't mean to take this in a crazy way, but remember I was talking about Florida, and there was a sinkhole that was happening underneath that stupid hotel?
Yeah.
If you were listening to the whole show?
Yeah.
That's the kind of crap it feels like you've been dealing with.
It's been very overwhelming.
It's like unstable ground. It's like, what the hell? Where am I going? What's going on? You know, like unsure footing somehow. And it almost feels like you're going through a phase right now. And I mean, it is gonna calm down. It will become more peaceful, stuff like that. But so. It feels like it's still stuff that you're going to have to go through. You can't back out of it. Well, you can't. It's almost like you're in the birth canal. You cannot back out of this process that you're in. You just have to deal with it. Does that make sense for you?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm changing jobs and getting a new house and moving to a different city and just everything. I feel like I can't breathe.
Let me tell you what the analogy that came up to me. It's like being a firefighter and you're walking into this blaze, but you know you have to do it. It's courageous. It's determined. And before you're walking into a fire like that, you've got to have the right equipment on to protect yourself.
Okay.
So you've got to look at what you're doing and make sure you're prepared for that.
Makes sense.
I hope that makes perfect sense for you.
Yes, it does.
Okay. So go at it from that point, and then stop and smell the roses, for heaven's sakes, Robin.
Do you see, though, that I'm going in the right direction, the new job I'm taking is the right one?
Yes.
That's what I need to do?
Yes.
Okay, because, I don't want to leave the group of people I work with right now. That's part of my problem.
Well, it's going to be worth the sacrifices that you'll be making.
Yeah.
Okay? Because you will be.
Yes.
Yeah. And again, honey, if you feel like having the more in-depth reading, you know, please give me a call.
I'm going to.
Yeah, it's I've got a $25 discount going on right now, and I come up with a lot of good information during the reading, so.
Yeah, I've met you prior to this. So.
You did. Good. Yay.
Yeah, we went to the shaman workshop together, actually, in Barrington.
Oh, my God. That's wonderful. I thought about that. So I'll ask you, are you also going to, are you continuing with your shaman work? Because I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to take the 3-year course with these guys.
Well, I want to. Right now, when I went to South Dakota, I lost all my spirituality altogether.
Oh my God.
So now that I'm back, and where I'm moving is pretty, there's a lot of new age, a lot of spirituality, a lot of creative thinking, per se.
Are you going to Mexico, honey? New Mexico? Where are you going?
No, I'm going here. It's still here in Ohio.
Beautiful.
But it's not too far. But I've, gotten into groups with, like, the crystal singing bowls and the labyrinths and different things like that now. So I'm finally starting to get back into it and find myself. But this is, like,
Good. Just
the last 4 weeks, all this stuff has come up, so it's been pretty overwhelming.
Yeah. Don't let it throw you off your game. Because don't let it throw you off your game. You know better already. I mean, because you are a spiritualist, and sometimes we have to confront some of this stuff that we're going through, because, you know, it shows us the shadow part of ourselves, and it shows us where we need to strengthen ourselves and stuff like this. Because remember, down here on planet Earth, it's all just an illusion anyway.
Right.
Testing, testing, Will Robinson. Test. This is only a test for the broadcasting system. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I do.
I mean, when we're dead, we're going to look back at that stuff and just laugh our asses off.
Oh, I believe that, yeah. All the crazy things we have to go through to get to the next stage.
I know. So don't let it throw you off your game, okay?
Yes.
All right.
I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you. Happy New Year, Robin.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. All right, bye now. All right, so if anyone else is still listening, I want to say Happy New Year to everybody. And we'll talk to you here next week at Blog Talk Radio. All right, good night, everybody. Bye now.